When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are sons and daughters of Mother Africa, brothers and sisters of the sun, and products of a social, cultural, economic, and governmental totality that goes beyond anyone's ability to comprehend completely. We are products of a unique cosmic reality. We are ingredients in a social, cultural, economic, and governmental totality that no individual or collection of individuals is capable of absolutely assessing. The same can be said for every race of people. Therefore, we represent a unique human reality that is charged with a unique human energy to carry out a unique human function. Our obligation is to carry out our responsibilities, live our lives, and contribute to the overall scheme of things the way nature intended for us to do. That is our obligation, and the failure to carry out our obligation will contribute to a state of human affairs that is devastating to humanity. We are not dark-skinned white people. Nature did not evolve white people, set a group of those white people to the side, suntan them, and proclaim them sons and daughters of Africa. We were here first. We have been forged by different forces. As a result, we have different perspectives, different nuances, different fields, and different hopes and aspirations, but the very same natural rights and human rights. We also have the obligation to contribute our specific qualities to the whole. By so doing, we help maintain nature's equilibrium. All of us realize that black pepper cannot serve the purpose salt was intended to serve. The two are entirely different food additives, even as they contribute to a common dish. Each has a unique role to play, a distinct flavor and chemistry to generate, and each must play its particular role or otherwise ruin the dish. The common dish that black people and white people share is the universe. There might come a time when appearances are virtually indistinguishable, but there probably will never be a time when their functions will be interchangeable. If one part fails to do what it is best qualified to do, then the universe and all of its parts suffer. It is my opinion that nature has equipped black people with exceptional leadership qualities. Instead of trying to walk within the restraints imposed by other humans, black people should be testing boundaries and establishing standards that others can use to help them develop more fully. Nature might not be perfect, but nature is much better equipped than white people to determine black people's place in the overall scheme of things. Among the myriad of possibilities, it makes more sense to discern and tightrope nature's line than that of our clearly deficient adversaries. Remember, always remember, we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.